You just want to win. That's
first,
it.
First touch, though, 33 yards. I mean, just the feeling, the electric feeling to have the blocking set up the way it did.
Nah, man, offensive line did a phenomenal job. We was in the right game, playing right scheme. It was, like, designed all week, you know, that play outside zone. Offensive line, Kenny Galladay did a great job on cracking Terrell Suggs, one of the greatest ever. Decker kicked his guy out. Everybody else, you know, offensive line did a phenomenal job. So I give credit all to those guys. They did a phenomenal job, like, sealing the edge for me. So, you know, just trying to make a play with the ball in my hands.
And on the touchdown, it looked like the Ravens tried to throw Golden Tate right into you.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, it was such a blur. I didn't even, like, see Golden. I didn't realize I hit Golden until this morning when we watched it on film. So I didn't even know I hit him. I kind of feel bad for hitting
you
like that.
You laid a shoulder into him a little bit.
Man, I just saw the pile line end zone, and I was like, okay, I need to get this way, so. Yeah, I just saw the end zone.
He say anything to you?
Golden?
Yeah.
Well, Golden, the first thing Golden said to me, I was about to give the ball to the ref, and he was like, what are you doing? Keep that ball. Get that ball and save it. I wasn't even thinking about first touchdown and stuff like that. I was just like, oh, get the ball to the referee. So Golden was like, keep that ball. That's what he said to me.
Did it sink in at that point? Did it sink in at that point for you, first NFL touchdown?
Nah. I think it would have been like a better experience if we would have won.
Do you feel, just in the limited opportunity, you showed enough to merit a continued role?
I'm not sure what that means, but I think we have five healthy running backs. Yeah. So, you know, it's just a matter of game planning, whatever the coaches and, you know, the guys upstairs feel like who's best for the role each week. You know, we've been playing three running backs each week, so I can only control what I can control, so I just try to be prepared whenever be prepared whenever I get my opportunity. Just run hard, protect the ball, protect the quarterback, and all those things. You know, some things are out of my control, so we got five healthy running backs, so we don't know week to week who's going to be up, and we've only been taking three. So another thing that I think plays a big role is special teams as well. It's what else you can do without the ball in your hand, so just bust my tail on special teams as well, just so each week I can give myself the best opportunity to play and then help. You know, help my team try to get a win. So.
When did they tell you you would be active?
You don't know. You just go through every day as if and you are up. So, like, each week, those weeks I didn't play, I practiced, I warmed up as if and I was playing. You don't know until before the game. So, when you guys figure out is when I figure out. They'll just come up to you and just inform you what's going on. And you're still a part of the team, so you just go on the sideline. I'm the biggest cheerleader each week, each weekend, week out. So you just don't know. You just prepare as if you're playing. So
you didn't find out till that morning, an hour and a half beforehand, or you found out the day before?
No, I seriously just was warming up, and then I just came back from warm-up, and my jersey was still in my locker, so I kind of knew that I was playing. So
what was your first reaction? What came over you? What were you thinking at that point?
It's football. It's time to play. So just like that.
Not too emotional?
No, I ain't one of those type of guys. Football, so you just like, you know, this is time. Mm-hmm. And so it's like one of those, you understand, like with my situation, you know, everybody knows five running backs. No team does that. So it's a window opportunity that's like this. So it's like, okay, back to Buffalo. Here's my opportunity. If I don't do well, you know what that means. So, you know how our profession goes. So it's just one of those things that it's time. So no excuses. Run hard, protect the ball, protect the quarterback. So all those things just play in my head. So just run hard.
It's the first time we've gotten to see you since Buffalo. Where do you think you've gotten better the most since?
Mentally. I would say the game is a lot slower than I thought. I thought when I first went out there, okay, this is going to be fast. But I think the hardest part is in practice. You know, best thing that helped me was being on scout team all year, going against our first string defense and those guys flying around. Because once I got in the game, it wasn't as fast as I thought it was going to be. I was able to, like, progress things in my mind and slow things down in my head. So things weren't as fast. Like, in pass protection, I was kind of like, okay, I hope I see all my reads. But once I got in the game, you know, practice is so hard. And coaches do such a great job of making it so hard in practice on our blitzes that we just got to react. And in the game, I was able to see rotation, see who was coming, read demeanors, just from studying and preparing. So I think the mental aspect from preseason to now, just my mental aspect of everything, just seeing things and understanding things and letting things develop.
Yeah, you mentioned the pass protection. Where do you think you've come in that area?
I mean, it's a rookie growing process. I think I get better and better each day. Just mentally, just seeing things, recognizing defense, seeing fronts, recognizing shades and stuff. A lot of those things we didn't have to know in college. So now I can go down and see a four-down front or an odd front and identify who I have in the protection. Back then in college, I just had this guy to that guy. I was only responsible for a guy to my side. But, you know, NFL, you know, our offense, you know, Matt, and that's the fast part. You know, Matthew, different between Matt and Brad Kaya. You know, Matthew's out there making all these checks and audibles, and you got to know what's going on. And I think from a mental aspect, I think I'm, like, very mature when it comes to that now.
When you watch back the film, what didn't you like about your performance?
What didn't I like about my performance? That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I had a bad one earlier, so I was
What didn't I like about my performance? I didn't do enough to help my team win. I wish I could have. You know, you always a player. You wish you could just do more. Like, I played back in my head in my first carry. Man, what if I would have just cut back like I did in the Buffalo game? But nothing you can do about it now. Just learn from it and move forward and just try to get ready for Tampa this week and work hard, bust my tail so I could be up again this week, earn my coach's trust, my teammates' trust, so they could trust to put me back out there again.
Were you getting frustrated more that you weren't getting into games before?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I'm in a very blessed position, man. Be on the 53-man roster, make active money. I mean, just hanging out, working out, giving my defense a good look. Being a cheerleader, that's the best position you can be put in, you know. And I never was upset. The thing about life is, man, you just got to be patient. You know, patience is key. Just like running football, be patient. I'm not one of those runners that's like, oh, my God, I expect a big run every time. You just got to be patient. That's something that I've always done my whole life, my whole story from high school to college, just patience, patience, patience. And I knew eventually I would get my shot, whether it was this year, next week, or whenever. I knew I would get my shot. So just being patient, but you got to be ready, though. Because when you do get your shot, you got to really, like, you got to go hard. If you don't, then.
Do you feel like you did that?
We didn't win, so, you know.
You seem like you have a really good relationship with these guys in the running back room. What did they say about your day yesterday? What's their reaction?
No, man. They was really excited. You know, you got all four different personalities and all those running backs. You got Amir, who's more of a Theo, the goofy one. Theo kind of calms me down a little bit. So Theo would, like, make a joke. Like, I was in the shower, and he was in the shower before the game, and he looked at me and was like, you ready? And he, like, said something. He made a joke. Then I, like, see Amir. Amir's twisting his hair, look at me. And, you know, let's go now. Then Dwayne, younger than me, he just got a year over me. I had to realize I'm older than Dwayne. Dwayne's like, you ready, little bro? Like, you need me to go over some stuff with you? I'm like, Dwayne, I'm your big brother. And then, you know, Zenner's always like a calm. Tion, if you need anything, let me know. But nah, those guys, man, just like, you know what I'm saying, making those guys proud, you know, Matt, the defensive guys, just trying to be a spark to this team, man. It means a lot to me. And I think, like, we got a great locker room of guys. Like, it was not what I expected to come to the NFL. I didn't know what to expect, where guys going to accept me. I didn't even know if me being up this week was going to affect my relationship with the running backs. But, man, these are, like, my big brothers, besides Dwayne's my little brother. But, other than that, man, these guys are, like, the best in the world. And I don't think they know how much they did for me, because they made me feel so comfortable and confident yesterday, because the little comments to them, like, come on, Tion. Like, you know, Theo called me T-Baby, but he's like, T-Baby, you got this. You've been doing this your whole life, so. You know, those guys put, like, you know, right before the game, you know, they kind of told me, like, look, you've been doing it your whole life. Get the ball, do what you do, play within yourself and play fast and hard, you'll be okay. So those guys don't know how much they uplifted me yesterday. And then yesterday it was like, not, I'm not going to say easy, but it's not like what I expected it to be.
How about when you came back to the sideline after that touchdown?
When I came back to the sideline after the touchdown, I forgot I was on kickoff. So I go sit down and I'm trying to, like, everybody slapping my head, and Coach Joe's like, Tion, what are you doing? Rookie. You know, he says 10% don't get it because you people you're supposed to be. And then I couldn't really enjoy it too long. I had to go back out and try to make a tackle on kickoff. So it was real. That was the fast transition. So
getting used to that. I have one more. What'd mama say?
My mama?
Yeah.
That's so funny. My mom is weird. She said, like, maybe 4 weeks ago, she said, come Baltimore. You're going to play in your first game. You're going to make a touchdown, and I'm going to be there. And I'm like, Mom, you talking crazy. What are you talking about? I don't know when I'm going to be up, you know. And seriously, like, my mom, like, flew to Baltimore. Somebody knocks on my hotel door in the hotel. And I'm like, the security guy, he goes, there's a lady downstairs saying she's your mom. I'm like, what? I go downstairs and security. My mom's outside in the rental car. Let's go to lunch. Let's go to dinner. I'm like, what? Get in the car, go eat. I'm like, she's like, I told you I was coming. I keep my promises. She came up here. She came to Baltimore, from Florida to Baltimore, went to dinner, P.F. Chang's in the city. She said, tomorrow, you're going to have a good game. You're going to score a touchdown. And I'm like, Mom, it's crazy. And I'm like, it's so ironic. I'm playing tomorrow. You know, I might be playing tomorrow. Woody-woo. And she's just like, you're going to score, too. And then after the game, I, like, went up to her. And I'm like, how'd you know? She's like, I'm psychic. But, like, I swear she got, like, ties with somebody. My mama, she's freaking awesome. But, yeah, she was excited.
What's your name?
Letitia Strickland.
Okay.
Spell that.
Yeah. Letitia Strickland. Letitia Strickland.
What part of Florida?
We're from Sanford, Florida.
Oh.
Sanford area.
Did you go to Tampa?
Oh, we're going to have a lot of people there in Tampa. So, yeah.
How many?
know she was coming up before she knocked on
your door? Baltimore? Yeah, yeah. No, well, she told me prior that she was coming, and she just was the security got knocked. I'm peeking out the window like, am I in the wrong room? And he was just like, some lady's downstairs saying she's your mom. I'm like, my mom. And
she told you didn't believe her.
This went over my head. I'm like, ain't no way my mama gonna be there. Yeah. Bear in mind, I talk to her every morning. Good morning, mom. Love you. Have a great day. And she said nothing about flying up, nothing about anything. Just was there. There.
Blew up?
Yeah, she was there. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? I already got you a ticket. She's like, boy, I don't want nothing from you. If I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. And I'm like, okay.
So she bought her own ticket too?
Yeah, she bought her own flight, own ticket to the game, sat right in the end zone. I was trying to get in on that second touchdown so I could go give her the ball, but we threw the pass and after got stopped on the one. But like, she was on ticket, everything. So she was the happiest woman in the world. So that was like my happy moment then, because like my mom my whole life always told me like my biggest dream, I just want you to make it, and I just want to come to a game, So like, you know, my mom was like, she was there, and it was weird. I was like, dang, this is crazy. So that was like a good feeling for me yesterday.
And that was her first game?
That was her first NFL game. That's why I like ran out the locker room to go see her yesterday, because I know we leave really fast, and I'm like, man, that was a great feeling there.
Who else did you fly up with? Any other family? Or
my mama. My mama, she just came up by herself. Just some ladies outside the hotel. I'm like, what?
That's so nice.
Wait, so yeah. When you spoke to her yesterday morning, was she already in Baltimore?
I had no idea. Like, she, good morning, have a good game.
Yeah,
I'm like,
she texted you that. Was she in Baltimore or was she in Florida?
I think she was probably in Baltimore. She probably was already up there. And I'm like, I just see her in the car smiling. She got gold teeth, so I'm like, mom, what you got going on? And the people like, is this lady your mom? My mama like, that's my son. I'm like, mom, what's up? She's like, I'm like, who'd you come with? Like, who, where you staying? Like, can I help you? She's like, I'm grown. I'm young. You ain't my daddy. You know, my mama funny. So I'm like, ew, that was a great feeling yesterday. I wish I could have got that second touchdown for her. But, yeah, that was good. It was fun yesterday.
You keep the ball from the first one to give to her or anything?
Give her the first ball?
Are you keeping that one?
Yeah, I give my mama the first ball. Yeah, thanks to Golden, because I literally was handing it to the ref. And if you can see on the film, Golden took the ball from the ref and gave it back to me. He was like, you need to keep that ball. That's your first NFL touchdown. And I'm like, oh, I thought we were supposed to get a ball to the ref when we getting college rules. You know, college, you got to get a ball back. You don't take the college ball back. So.